This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Death toll from flash floods in Roswell and surrounding districts reaches 903. More than 4,300 people still missing. Search and rescue operations intensified in flood-affected hydropower tunnels. Prime Minister Balinder Sahu holds talks with security chiefs on flood response. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timil Sinha says rescue of people and recovery of bodies top priority of the government. And US and Iran exchange strikes for first time in weeks. Now the news in detail. The death toll from the devastating Bhutikoshi flash floods has risen to 903. According to the National Disaster Risk Reduction and Management Authority, the floods struck Roswell on the 26th of August and affected several districts including Roswell, Nuwakot, Dading, Gorkha, Nawalparas East and West, Tanur and Chitwan. The authority says 267 people have been injured, while 4,347 people are still missing. Around 21,000 security personnel from the Nepal Police, Nepali Army and Armed Police Force are involved in search and rescue operations. A total of 199 unidentified bodies recovered in Chitwan following the devastating flash flood have been buried after their DNA samples were preserved. The bodies were recovered from different locations in Chitwan following the flash flood. They were buried in the Devghat Forest area, Bharatpur Metropolitan City 1. The burial of the unidentified bodies is being carried out under the Directive on Management of Unidentified Bodies and Unattended Dead Bodies First Amendment. District Police Office Chitwan Chief Superintendent of Police Rameshwar Podil said 199 bodies have been buried and 12 others have been identified out of 272 bodies recovered in the district. Of the 272 bodies, 110 were men, 62 were women, 7 were baby boys and 6 were baby girls. The remaining 87 were body parts. DNA samples and other identifying details have been preserved. Bodies that have been identified have already been handed over to their relatives for the final rites. Authorities say the buried remains can be exhumed in the future if relatives are identified through DNA matching. Search and rescue operations have been intensified for people trapped inside tunnels of hydropower projects following the Bhutikoshi floods in Roswell. A team of experts led by the Nepali Army has been carrying out search and rescue operations in the project tunnels for the past 3 days. According to the Army's Directorate of Military Public Relations and Information, troops, including technical experts, are conducting searches inside the 303B tunnel. A joint team including foreign experts has also entered around 100 meters into the Chulime hydropower tunnel in search of a missing person. The Army said the tunnel was blocked by mud and 2 bodies were recovered during the search. Similarly, a search was conducted around 300 meters inside the upper Trisuli 1 tunnel, where another body was recovered. Search and rescue operations are also continuing inside the Langtang project tunnel. At around 2 a.m. today, explosives were used to open the tunnel at 303A. The Army said foot patrols are also continuing in forests, hills, rivers and residential areas to assess the need for further rescue operations. Army spokesperson Rajaram Bosnet said relief and food supplies are being distributed in the Saprobesi area, while inspections are also being carried out around the Langtang hydropower project. Prime Minister Balindasai has continued discussions with the heads of the security agencies over the crisis and damage caused by the bureaucracy floods in Russia. Prime Minister Tsai is holding separate briefings with security chiefs to speed up search, rescue, relief and other response efforts in the flood-affected areas. Chief of Army Staff General Asukra Sigdil has briefed the Prime Minister on the latest search, rescue and relief operations. Prime Minister is also receiving briefings from Inspector General of the Armed Police Force, Naren Dutta Podil, and Inspector General of Nepal Police, Dan Bahadur Karki. The briefings will focus on the situation in the affected areas and ongoing search and rescue operations. Minister for Information and Communication Dr. Bikram Timilsena had said that rescuing people still missing and recovering the bodies of those who lost their lives in the bureaucracy floods remain the government's immediate priorities. Speaking to NTB World from flood-hit Nuwakot yesterday, Minister Timilsena said the scale of the disaster and the affected areas is unprecedented and the government's main focus is now on rescuing people.
The government understands that this level, this magnitude of the disaster in this area had never happened. And you know that the villagers have been swept away. And we have not even been able to find out how many people are missing, how many people have been victimized, how many people have been dead, because over the past few days we have been focusing on rescuing the alive people from the ground. So because the priority of the government is to find out the people who can be saved, to find out the people who are needing the urgent medical attention, and finding the people who are in immediate risks of similar kind, right? So, as you can understand, I mean, the totality of the district from Nuwakot, the Rasua has been disconnected through land, right? If you go further, for a couple of kilometers, you can see how devastated the Trishuli, the town of Trishuli, has been. It has totally been like wiped out, right? So it is very difficult to say what is the the damage, what is the level of the damage, but it has been huge. So it was like unprecedented in the area.
The communication minister also said people who had been completely displaced by the devastating floods were being provided with food and shelter at various holding centers. Goods laden trucks from China are being diverted to the Kurala border point in Mustang after the bureaucracy flash floods destroyed the Roswa-Gudi-Kerung border checkpoint and damaged roads along the Nepal-China border in Roswa. 66 trucks carrying goods were recorded at the Armed Police Post checkpost in Jomsung of Mustang on Sunday evening. Officials say the number of trucks entering Nepal through the Kurala checkpoint has increased following the disruption of the road in Roswa. The government has started operating the Kurala Customs Point as an alternative border route. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. The United States and Iran have exchanged strikes after American forces attacked two rocket launchers on Iran's Larak Island in the Strait of Hormuz. The BBC cited Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps as saying two people were killed and two others injured in the U.S. strikes. It has vowed a response and punishment. U.S. Central Command said it had taken limited precise action against Iranian forces involved in lying mines and posing an imminent threat in the Strait of Hormuz. Iran says it retaliated by striking U.S. military bases in Jordan. Jordan's army says it intercepted 8 missiles early on Monday. Iranian state TV also reported that the Iranian army targeted a U.S. base in the United Arab Emirates with drones. The U.S. strikes are the first non American attacks on Iran since President Donald Trump posed a renewed military campaign in late July. At least 8 people have died and 18 others remain missing after a passenger boat capsized off northern Cyprus. According to the BBC, authorities say the boat was carrying 259 passengers and 8 crew members when it began taking on water after leaving the coastal town of Kerenia on Sunday. The captain and 7 crew members have been detained as part of an investigation into the cause of the incident. Officials say most of those on board have been rescued. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy conditions across the country. Moderate rain and snowfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country. Moderate rainfall accompanied by thunder and lightning is likely at many places in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces and at some places in Madhya province and the Tarai region of Koshi province. Heavy rainfall is likely at 1 or 2 places in the hilly regions of the country and in the Tarai regions of Bagmati, Gundaki, Lumbini and Sudhir Pashchim provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Death toll from flash floods in Roswe and surrounding districts reaches 903. More than 4,300 people are still missing. Search and rescue operations intensified in flood-affected hydropower tunnels. Prime Minister Balendra Shah holds talks with security chiefs on flood response. Communication Minister Dr. Bikram Timmal Sinha says rescue of people and recovery of bodies top priorities of the government. And the US and Iran exchange strikes for first time in weeks. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.